The Sunflower of Life by Veronica Voschina from Mount Pleasant Primary School. Chapter 1. The sunset was rising, while the three fairies, Lily, Ruby and Sunflower, were picking wine-red berries in the magical forest of oak. Suddenly the alarm of chirping blue tits and robins told the fairies that something was stolen in the magical forest of oak.
"Oh, no!" exclaimed Ruby. "The gem is stolen!"
"Let's go and see what's going on," shouted Sunflower, over the noise of the birds. So they immediately flew as fast as their gold and silver wings could carry them to the magical tree, where the Sunflower of Life was kept. When the fairies got to the tree, they hid behind the blackberry bush. The evil Cranberry was trying to pull the Sunflower of Life gemstone off the smooth brown tree trunk. The fairies watched in dismay as Cranberry pulled the gemstone off the tree with his short, stubby stem. The evil Cranberry got hold of the magical sunflower and ran as he cackled, "Ha, ha, ha! I have got the sunflower, and those pesky little fairies will never get this sunflower back." The evil Cranberry ran over the horizon to his dusty dirt palace. Chapter 2.
Without the Sunflower of Life, plants will die and everything in Fairyland will go wrong, exclaimed Sunflower. And there is a party on tonight, and if we don't get the gem back, the party will go wrong too, whined Lily.
Sunflower wore her plaited hair up in a black bun and wore a yellow dress that was up to her knees. A sunflower was placed neatly in front of her bun, and she had brown skin and yellow ballet shoes on her tiny feet. She also had gold wings. Lily wore a lilac pink dress with a lily on the hip of the dress. She also had a dress that went up to her knees. She had dirty blonde hair that grew up to her back. She wore lilac ballet shoes too. Ruby had a red flower crown and her blonde hair was down to her shoulder blades. She also wore a red dress that went down to her knees and she wore red flowers on the tip of her red ballet shoes. Chapter 3. The three fairies still saw the evil Cranberry running over the hills to his dirt palace.
"Hey, we can follow him to his dirt palace and try to get the Sunflower of Life back," suggested Ruby.
Lily answered,
"No, we can't. We'll get caught."
Thought Sunflower. "The back door of the palace is sometimes open."
"Yes, great," screeched Ruby. "Now let's go to the palace and we can go round and through the back door."
"Let's go then," Sunflower exclaimed. So then the fairies flew to the back door, but first they checked through the window on the front of the palace. Guess what they saw? Evil Cranberry was on his golden throne and his servants, little blackberries, were cooking him forest fruit soup.
"That Cranberry is certainly lazy," cried Ruby.
Sunflower said, "Right, the evil Cranberry is falling asleep and the little blackberries will be too busy cooking forest fruit soup to notice us creep in." So the fairies crept round to the back of the dirt palace. Chapter 4. The huge brown door did not budge a millimetre. The two fairies, Ruby and Lily, joined in to push the door, but still the door did not budge. A green frog with a pink, large lily on top of her head hopped by. Lily noticed the frog and stopped pushing the heavy door. She walked over to the frog and said, "Hello there, Blossom." Meanwhile, Ruby and Sunflower were pushing the brown, heavy door. They realised Lily had stopped, so they came over and joined her.
"This is my forest friend," exclaimed Lily. "Her name is Blossom."
"What's wrong?" croaked Blossom.
Sunflower replied, "So the evil Cranberry stole our..."
"Not him again," complained Blossom,
as she hopped off back to her pond. "How rude!" Sunflower shouted. So the three flew up to the doorknob and pulled it. "Oh no, it's locked!" cried Ruby. Sunflower noticed a window that was opened, and she squashed through. Lily and Ruby followed her. They were in the main hallway. Ruby looked ahead and saw the sunflower. Ruby flew towards the evil cranberry. Sunflower and Lily saw that the evil cranberry was waking up. The two fairies flew over to Ruby. When they got to this evil cranberry, Lily sprinkled sleeping powder on the victim's nose. At least, Lily thought it was sleeping powder. The evil cranberry awoke from his short slumber and caught the three fairies. "Help! Ah!" screamed the fairies. 2 seconds later, the fairies found themselves in a bamboo cage sealed with twine. "Does anyone have plant clippers on them?" asked Lily. "No," Sunflower and Ruby chorused. "Oh, great," mumbled Lily. "Hey, I just remembered that I have karate skills." "Hey-ya!" she shouted as she kicked the cage. The bamboo cage cracked and it had a gap big enough for them to escape. Sunflower led the other two fairies and she flew towards the cranberry. Lily swooped towards the evil cranberry and grabbed the gem. The other two fairies swooped like eagles after Lily. All the fairies flew out of the front window. "Whoop!" Ruby screamed. "Yeah, we did it!" Sunflower screeched. "Okay, calm yourselves down. We got the gem, now let's return it to the magical tree," said Lily calmly. Once they returned the gem, they came back to their spotty mushroom houses, and on the doormat was an invitation for the great fairy party. The letter wrote, "Dear all fairies, tonight at 9 p.m. is a party, and all fairies are welcome. Make sure you have a wonderful time and don't forget to wear your best dresses. Lots of love from Queen Jessa. Kiss, kiss, kiss." The three fairies wore their favourite glittery dresses. Ruby wore a red glittery dress and red glittery high heels. Sunflower wore the same in yellow and Lily in lilac. The fairies showed up at the party near the magical tree. At the party, there was a chocolate fountain and fruit you could dip in the milk chocolate. "At last," Lily whispered, "the party is going well. Now I will magic a protective bubble around the magical tree where the sunflower of life was kept, so the evil cranberry will never get to it." Imagine him struggling to get the sunflower, Ruby said over the noise of the party. Chapter 5. The fairies laughed. "I'm glad we saved the sunflower, though," Sunflower exclaimed. "At least the sunflower is safe." The end.